When you get something extra in a store, as a sort of gift for having bought something, what's that called? Or a person might get it at the end of the year if you've done a good work.
Bonus?
Yeah.
Does it have any other names?
Okay.
What is the thing that you worry about when children go swimming? What do you
think? Drown.
What is it that a child does on the floor, on his hands and knees before he walks?
Crawl.
Okay. Was that a problem when children were small and you had a kind of a rough floor and they didn't wear long pants, they get splinters in them?
I guess.
I hadn't thought about that before. How about confining them? Was it before the town playpens? Was there any way to?
As I told you, I had a box.
Yeah.
Wooden box that I kept mine in.
How old were they though when you stopped using them?
When they began to walk.
Yeah. And there was no way to keep up with them except just watch them. Looks like people, I always think, but maybe it would have been dangerous that you'd want to tie something around their waist and tie them to a doorknob or something. But people didn't ever do that?
Not unless they were terribly naughty or something. Unruly.
It just seems that playpens were such a good idea, whoever thought them up, you know, mm-hmm. such a safe way to keep a child in control. If a child wanted an apple up in a tree and he couldn't reach it, how would he get it?
Climb.
Okay. What do you call when a person gets down low on the floor, maybe to go under something?
Crawl. Stoop.
Okay. When a person goes up to the altar in the church, goes up to the front and bends down.
Bow.
Okay, but also bends down with their knees. What do you call that?
Kneel.
Okay. Okay, if somebody were feeling tired early in the afternoon, after lunch and after they'd done some chores and they were going to go in and rest a while, how would you say that?
Sleepy.
Okay. But if the person were going to go in and
rest.
Okay, but how do you describe the position that they're in?
Oh, lie down.
Okay. And if somebody had stayed in the bed all day, using that same word, how would you say?
Get up.
No, but I mean talking about the...
lying down.
Okay. What is it that you do in the night when you have pictures in your mind?
Dream.
Okay. What do you say in the morning to describe yourself becoming awake? What word do you say to describe yourself coming awake in the morning?
Awoke.
Okay. If you brought your foot down heavy on the floor, or heavy.
Stamp.
Okay. If a man were offering to, or a boy were offering to take a girl home, how might he say it to her, offer to give her a ride home?
May I see you home?
Okay. Let's see. If somebody got stuck in the mud, what would be the word that you'd use to describe getting them, that somebody else would help get them out? Okay. How would you talk about carrying a very heavy bag or a suitcase? What would be the way you would describe carrying it?
We used to use tote, but they don't use
okay.
it.
What else?
Carry.
Okay. But what word could you use to let the other person know it was really heavy what you were carrying? Like you have a heavy basket of clothes or something like that?
Heavy.
How about like you had a great big bag of groceries that you had to carry in, what might you say to let somebody know it was really heavy?
Lug.
Okay. What if you were